Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. And this week we're learning about Jesus as a teacher. And we've tried to do that by actually reading one of the stories he told as part of his teaching. And the story was meant to help us learn a little something about his teaching, because he talked about the same seed being sown by the same farmer on four different kinds of soil that responded very differently. So we explored all that yesterday, what these soils meant to us today. And today we're going to actually explore what the seed is. What is this seed that Jesus says he's sowing? What kind of seed is he throwing into our world if we're all responding to it so very differently? Well, you might not be surprised to hear that the seed that Jesus thinks he's sowing into our world is what we could call the gospel. It's just a Greek word that means good news. It's his good news about his kingdom, not being some distant reality far, far away from us, but that God's kingdom has come near, that God's kingdom is coming to us on this earth. This story actually happens fairly early on in Jesus' teaching job, his teaching ministry. And so he finds himself with a larger crowd than he may have been expecting. And so he actually taught this story from a boat. He had to paddle out from the shore a little bit, not because he couldn't be close to people and didn't like that, but actually so they could hear him. Lots of people know sound carries across water. And the spot where this happened, actually, it was sort of a natural amphitheater once Jesus paddled out into the water a little ways. He could sit down to teach there. It's how teachers taught in his day, sitting down, not standing up like we're used to thinking. So he would have been able to sit down in the boat, and all the people standing and sitting on the shores and the banks that would have been rising up around the lake would have been able to hear much better than if Jesus had stayed closer to them on land. So he paddled out, started telling them about the good news of his kingdom, and this story was one of the ways of doing that. Now, we've told you two aspects of this story so far. First of all, Jesus' story itself, the four kinds of soil responding differently to the seed, and then the interpretation of that. But actually, there was a little bit more of the Bible in between those two segments of the story I told you, where Jesus' followers, his disciples, asked him why he teaches in such cryptic, weird little stories about seeds and soil. Believe it or not, he basically says he does that to confuse people. Not to confuse everyone, but to confuse certain people. See, like we said yesterday when it came to the soil, Jesus is speaking about God's kingdom. And there are some people who are looking for God's kingdom. They are looking for God. And they are looking for God's grace and love to break into their lives because they know they are broken. They know they are sinners. They know they don't have a leg to stand on if it's their job to be perfect and holy so God will like them. These people are looking for God's kingdom. They are looking for what Jesus is all about. And Jesus says they are the good soil. They are the ones who, when he comes as God in the flesh, bringing God's kingdom to this earth, they get it. They hear it, they recognize it, they say, this is what I need, this is what I've been waiting for, and that seed starts to grow up in their good soil and changes everything. The other people's perceptions couldn't change until their assumptions had been broken. They were the ones who were pretty sure they already knew what God's kingdom was going to be all about. It was going to be God's Messiah finally coming to earth with a sword and a stallion ready to fight the Romans and show them how wrong they'd been to oppress the Jews and take over the land of Israel. Or there were people who were so sure that God's kingdom must look like the law of Moses finally being perfectly lived out by every single Jew, that there wouldn't be any breaking of the law anywhere, there wouldn't be any sinners, any broken people, everybody would be perfect and holy. And they were doing their best to be those kinds of people. For those people, again, they had such expectations about what the kingdom was supposed to look like that when it actually came, it just bounced right off them, got choked out by weeds, or was never able to put down any roots. However, those who are sinners in need of grace, they'll hear this message. They are the ones who have ears to hear, Jesus says. They're the ones who know they're not good enough, rich enough, smart enough to ever make their own way to God. And so the best news they could ever possibly imagine would be God coming to them. And so those people have ears to hear. They hear this news about Jesus. They recognize it as exactly what they need that will change everything about their lives. That will change the entire world. And they're the first to get that. Grace is God's free gift of his love and care even when we don't deserve it. It's the opposite of law that says we need to earn God's love or avoid losing it. Grace, what Jesus was all about, is the message that God has come to us even though we don't deserve it, and he's actually going to give and sacrifice for us. Right now, at this early stage in Jesus' ministry, his public teaching life, it seems like those with ears to hear are actually his disciples. He wants them to have the deepest understanding of what he's all about. He actually wants them to know what the parables mean. Even while they confuse other people, he wants the disciples to know what these parables are all about. And it's not because he's setting up an elitist system and things like that. It's because those are the people who are going to be tasked with disseminating his message, not just to the people they know, but across their country, across the Mediterranean, eventually around the world. We know this story today because they did their job, because Jesus interpreted to them what he was talking about. Jesus didn't keep it all to himself. He didn't make an elitist secret society, but he gave them the teaching and the interpretation so they could spread it around the world. And that's what they did. And that's something that we can continue today as well, to continue scattering the seed of the good news of God's kingdom in our world. We can do that knowing that we are not the farmer, we are not the seed, but we can help him do his job, scattering that seed, the good news of the gospel, into this world. We can do it with our words, we can do it with our actions, preferably both. So, my challenge for you today is to think about this. How will you help plant the seed of the gospel, the good news of God's kingdom, in the soil around you today? How would you describe the seed to someone who didn't know about it yet? We'll have a great discussion with your friends, your small group, about how you're going to try to do this in your life today. And I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. And next week, as we continue our series on Jesus, the most interesting man in the world. Bye for now.